Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of the In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. You guys know what that means. Hour 3. Bubba at BDentric on the Twitter machine. Bubba, what is going on, my man?
What is up, my friend? Just another beautiful, beautiful week of sports action. College football going full bore. As people listen to this, Bogman will be full on raging tailgating in Austin. You know, we got football, just wackiness everywhere. We got golf in your backyard, Bogman.
Yeah, guys, I saw something about the Houston Open is happening. I'm not going.
I don't blame you. Thursday's round started over two hours late because they got almost an inch of rain overnight and into the morning. So that sounded
I didn't hear the rain.
Must be nice.
My cousin was like, did the lightning and thunder wake you up last night? And I was like, nope, I was out. Not even a little bit, which is probably, I'm a fairly light sleeper, but I was out. So I didn't even know it rained. So
nice. Lucky you. But yeah, no, since it started late, they didn't even finish the first round on Thursday, but it's a tough golf course. It's a fun golf course, a public golf course. Apparently it's like $30 to $40. Anybody can play it, but they make it very tricky. So it's a rare PGA event where common folk can go play. Let's put it that way.
Oh, so, all of us common people.
Yes. Can go like play. There's a few courses I've been able to play in my lifetime. It's either because I've had connections or it was a public course that cost a bunch of money and I said, screw it. This is actually a cheap one. So I'd be all over this if I was in your area. Obviously, that's not the case.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm first of all, with traffic, it's at least an hour to get into Houston. It is, the traffic here is an absolute disaster. So, and you, by the way, the biggest freeway in the world is right by where I grew up in Katy. So,
really,
If you Google largest freeway in the world, it is the Katy, Texas freeway. So, it's part of the 10. So,
you could have won a bar bet with that one. Would never have guessed that. Those are those fun bar trivias right there.
Well, I thought for sure because I read biggest, freeway in America in Katy, Texas. I was like, there's got to be a bigger one in China, right? So nope, apparently not one that counts towards the Guinness Book of World Records or whatever, but there is not. So that is the biggest one. But yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna wake up early and buy golf stuff and pay to go play golf at, that I've never done ever.
Golf is too early for me.
I can't do it.
But, Bogman, come on now.
When we come back, we'll be talking about OBJ going to LA. That happened in between us recording, Welsh and I recording and Bub recording. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting in.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Professor Rick Haro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. Well, USA Today, collaborating with the Knight Commission, describes $533 million of dead money paid by schools to coaches just to go away. That doesn't even include the big severance payments, the high visibility USC's and LSU's and TCU's and others, including those big dollars. They all add up. Ed Orgeron, national champion 2 years ago, $18 million, 18 monthly installments over the next year and a half. The bottom line is these are significant expenditures. Some decry the waste of money. Others say that's the only way you get a top quality coach to come to a school and reform a program. Either way, it's big money. Sports Professor Rick Haro, Daily Numbers Game.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Scott Bogman here, joined by Casey Bubba. Bubba, you're doing a lot of stuff and things across the interwebs. Tell everyone what you're doing and how they can find you.
Yeah, I'm doing all kinds of stuff and things. You said the Bench with Bubba podcast coming at you a couple times a week for fantasy baseball coverage. So check that out. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast for your golf coverage as well. The Line Star pre-snap show with yours truly on the other side there, Bachman. I got written content at rotoballer.com, Fantasy Degens, the Fantasy Black Books up getting rolling. I got catchers in first base for that. There's probably more I'm missing out, so check me out on the Twitter at BDEntric, and you get all the fun stuff and things right there.
Our boy Pizapia wanted me to let you know he misses you, and also to get cracking on your chapters. So, you know, and that's our guy Joe, right? Cracking the whip.
Yep.
So,
yeah, that's what he does.
Sure, it's all getting done. So,
yep. Because you know, we need someone to crack that whip on us. That's for sure.
That's right. Exactly. So, you know, I mean, you and me, we just for me, I don't know. You're almost done anyway, aren't you?
With writing?
Yeah.
I haven't even started.
Oh, you haven't even started. Okay. No. I didn't know you did. I didn't know you did the same bit that I do. So you kind of work yourself.
I don't wait
corner.
As long as you do, but there's definitely some procrastination involved. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So, so I won't procrastinate, but I will work myself into a corner so that I can't do 6 to 7 rewrites on every single player. So, because that's what I did the first 2 years writing for Joe. And then this year I'm like, I can't be doing that. Like it all says the same thing. I hate my wording sometimes. So instead of correcting it, I'll delete the whole thing and restart, which is not a good way to go about stuff.
No, so, it's not healthy for the soul.
No, it's not. To do, you know, you get paid once, you do the job 4 times. It's not
exactly
good. So
yeah, the pay doesn't change no matter how many times you write it.
Right. Exactly. Just write it good the first time. Stupid. That's what I tell myself. So
that's what they say.
But OBJ signing with the Los Angeles Rams. It was weird too, because we never heard the Rams come into discussion because we were also told that they were over the cap, right up against the cap, and very few things could be done to blah, 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 blah. I mean, the cap is fake. It's not real. It's, you know, like time or anything else. It doesn't actually exist. So, you know, it is an absolute joke that this team can add Von Miller and OBJ in the middle of the season. But such is life in the NFL. You know, some teams get the break, some teams don't. So OBJ going to the Rams is weird. I feel like we heard Green Bay, we heard New Orleans, we heard the Patriots were pushing real hard. Seattle apparently was in there at the beginning and then kind of fell out. And he goes to the Rams. The Rams have had problems. You know, it's Matt Stafford getting the ball to Robert Woods. They've actively been having him, you know, more involved. They've been running him on some place too and trying to get him in there. Now, like, I'm not afraid for Kupp. Kupp's always open, so he's going to get the ball. He's going to get his same 9 to 10 catches a game. No worries. Woods, Jefferson, and OBJ. I'm worried a little bit about all of them because who loses in this scenario? Is it Woods? Is it OBJ? Because Jefferson's been good. He's a little banged up right now, but I don't know, man. I feel like this is not a great fit for OBJ. So what are your thoughts?
As they say, that's a lot of mouths to feed. Mm-hmm. So I'm really wondering how they play this out. I'm kind of with you on this one, thinking something's not going to calculate out properly when you punch all the numbers in there. Like, Stafford's awesome. The offense can make it work. But if you just want like another big play threat, just keep DeSean Jackson. Like, right. That's all you want. Like you said, you got Jefferson, you got Woods, you have Kupp, you have Higbee even. Like, there's running backs that can play out of the backfield and catch the football. I was very shocked by this, to say the least. So I'm not sure what was going on there. Obviously, something clicked that they liked. They didn't have to pay him much because the way the structured deal worked out, since no one claimed him, the Browns had to pay them the money that they agreed upon, and now he's getting paid the veteran minimum by the Rams.
Right.
So
they poison-pilled his contract. So, and they did that to help him because he also publicly said, if any of these loser teams – pick me up, I will cause problems, which is just
the typical OBJ, to be honest,
the biggest diva wide receiver nonsense that you've ever seen. I mean, it makes sense. It's also OBJ. Like, where do we draw the line, by the way, on, is this just all wide receivers or is this OBJ stuff happening? Because DeSean Jackson just begged off and got released by that team that picked up OBJ. So, I don't know, man. I feel like this is something where, if Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't have 5 catches in a game in a month, I think he might ask for his release from the Rams as well. And I wouldn't be shocked if he got it. So,
and that's the problem. He's a diva to the T. Like, Chad Johnson would be proud of this guy. Like, he raised him properly type thing. We talked about it on the pre-snap show, and Davante Adams said, oh, sure, if he wants to be a Packer, he got 1 catch for 6. If he's good with 2 for 12, then bring him on. But even Davante knows he wouldn't be good with that. So OBJ wants to be the man, and that's what a lot of the news coming out was saying, that he wanted to go to a place where he could see himself playing there for multiple years, having his roots put down and become a playmaker for them. I don't see how it's the Rams.
What sounds like that to me? Cleveland. Yeah.
Good point, Boggs. Good point.
And he couldn't get it done. Now this is, and you can tell me, what do you think, which story is more believable? That Baker Mayfield is bad, the offense is not creative in Cleveland, and OBJ just didn't put in effort and wanted to leave. A lot like, you know, remember Randy Moss did this. He went from the Vikings to the Raiders, terrible with the Raiders, no effort, wouldn't run block, just total lack of concentration, didn't care. He goes to New England, and he revives his career because he's in a better offense. He's got the best quarterback of all time. You know, and it turns into Randy Moss again. We've seen OBJ never, ever close to the Randy Moss, you know, peak. He was very good. One of the best wide receivers in the NFL. But Randy Moss, one of the best receivers of all time. And OBJ is never going to be known as that. So do you think this is more of a, he didn't like what was going on, you put in less effort, you put in less concentration, all that stuff, and he can revive his career in LA? Or do you think, look, he was a big part of this offense. He tried getting the ball to him. He's just old and he's not that good anymore. You had too many surgeries. What do you think?
I think there's a part of that he's just too old and he's just not going to get it anymore. I think he only went there because he sees them with the chance to contend this year and he's hoping he can fit it in. He might play nice for a little while, but I think eventually that's going to run out as well. And it's just going to get messy, like really, really messy. So I'm not super positive on what's going on there. And I'd be quite concerned if I'm a Rams fan right now.
How about Cam Newton going back to the Panthers?
Talk about funny.
I don't like who Who is more humbled by this? Who's more humbled by this? Matt Rhule and the Panthers or Cam Newton? Who is the one that kind of goes, all right, we took the L and we're reuniting and it feels so good? Like, who do you think, who made the bigger mistake? Cam Newton by wanting to walk or the Panthers by wanting to get rid of him?
The Panthers. Matt Rhule basically just went with his tail between his legs and said, all right, kid, I'm screwed and I need you. And I know you've never seen my offense, so we're going to kind of cater things to you for now. So how's this sound, Cam? Cammy Cam, wear your goofy outfits. I don't care. Type your goofy typing on your Instagram. I don't care. I need you because my quarterbacks are atrocious.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it just it's a funny story. And look, I like Cam Newton, you know, for all the faults that he gets, and he's a little diva-ish and everything, and he wears crazy. I don't care about any of that stuff. Like, it doesn't make any difference to me. But I think he's still a good player. I think he still has a little in him. You know, it's tough when you're in New England and just nothing is working, and they have Mac Jones and they want to go to Mac Jones. And it made sense to me for them to cut Cam, because it's like, if you have this kid and you have a former MVP breathing down his neck, you know, at any point he can get yanked. He's going to put a little bit too much pressure on himself. With Cam gone, he can just kind of go, okay, this is my job. You know, I can have a bad game and let it roll off and have a short memory. I don't have to worry about someone else coming to take my job. I think you're right, man. I think this is all on the Panthers for getting rid of him and trying to go to Sam Darnold and it not working. And also, like, look, if Cam Newton doesn't work, nothing's going to work. And you have to punch all the way out on your quarterbacks and start over. We'll talk a little bit more about Cam Newton.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Newton, and then as we do every single Saturday, talk about what we want to see happen on Sunday, and you guys can see if it comes to fruition. But we'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
Sports Rage Late Night.
I got a fan team on the list. You Dallas Stars, if I was coaching you, I would puck bet. I would skate you. I would honestly, Gabe, I would work these guys till they puked. You're a bunch of clowns.
They suck.
This organization, just retract from the National Hockey League, Dallas Stars. These guys are dead to me.
It's Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid. Weekdays, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. On the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking.
In This League.
Break it down.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports. Joined by Casey Bubba, at the Anthem on the Twitter. We're talking about a little football. We're talking about Cam Newton specifically re-signing with the Panthers. We both agree, Bub, that this is the Panthers' mistake, and he's not going to get to play this Sunday, obviously, because he just signed on Wednesday or Thursday. And but he is going to get, he's going to be the quarterback for the rest of the year. And, you know, you mentioned on Line Star, Sam Darnold with an incomplete fracture. Can't even complete his fracture. Yes, so
it's unbelievable. One of the perfect tweets I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, it's so good that you would think Robbie Anderson would have written it, but he dropped it.
But he wouldn't have finished it either.
That's right. He also would not have completed the catch. So, but Cam Newton going back. Yeah, man, I just think this is all on Carolina. You know, you had an MVP caliber quarterback. Obviously, he's past his MVP days, right?
Yes.
But there are plenty of guys that have offenses adjusted to them. We know Roethlisberger hasn't been at his peak in 5 years, but he still makes the offense work. It's real bad now, you know, but he's close to the end now. Cam Newton is not that close to the end. He still has years in him. He's taking a lot of big hits. He's complained about it a lot. I understand, and I get it because, you know, he's such a running threat. Sometimes those runners just don't get the same calls that the stats used to. And I understand that, but you know, I think this is good for the Panthers. Does Cam give them enough juice to make a playoff run, do you think?
That's the biggest question, because obviously why would you make the move if not? Because he has drafted all these defensive players. So it's like, if I can use Cam, or if I could just tank again, I can go get a quarterback next year, given quarterbacks aren't great. But it's interesting, to say the least. It's pretty wide open. We talked about it on the pre-snap stuff. Like, I know the AFC is really wide open, but NFC is not much better. So you can definitely make a run here. I was trying to find the quote from DJ Moore, but all it is videos that I'm finding. I don't want to play you a video on here. But DJ Moore was at his press conference when he found out Cam Newton was becoming a Carolina Panther. And he literally said, "What? He's what? He's coming to Panther?" Like, that's how, like, no one in the organization knew what was going on except right. the brass up top. Like, you'd think your top guy, DJ Moore, might know these things. No. But it helps him out a ton. And we'll see. It makes him better. That's obvious. So we can't say that. Does it give him enough? We'll see. You know, the Falcons aren't great. The Saints are battling injuries.
Yeah, here's
rough.
Wilson, I talked about a little bit earlier before, but here's I said there's five lock playoff spots already. And seven spots, remember, because, you know, they do the three games in the wild card weekend now. But it's the Cowboys are a lock. The Packers are a lock.
Yep.
The Bucks are a lock. Yep. The Cardinals and Rams, I think, are locks. So that's pretty five.
Yeah.
So now you have two more spots between, I'll throw Seattle and San Francisco, both at 3-5. Carolina, Atlanta, New Orleans.
Vikings.
I don't want to put the Bears in there.
That's about all I put in there, I think.
Yeah. So that's six teams. So
there's two spots. It's worth it because it's a longer season. It's week 10. You're basically at the halfway mark.
Right.
If he can win you two thirds of your games, like you've said it time and time again, how good this defense is. Cam doesn't have to be a superhero.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be a superhero. Just, again, it's a big if. Just try not to turn the ball over as much. Maybe protect it, run with it a little bit more, because Sam was never going to run the football.
Right.
And don't forget that DJ Moore is really good. DJ Moore had a great, like, first couple weeks of the season, and he's disappeared off the map. Like, he's gone.
Yeah.
And McCaffrey's going to be back very soon. This could be interesting. Really could be interesting. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl by any means, but
it would be so great if PJ Walker goes out and throws for 400 yards and four touchdowns.
Goes full Magic Mike out there.
Yeah,
full
absolutely. Magic Mike. Yeah, oh, yeah. Just zipping the ball, looking like Tom Brady out there.
Drops his trowel in the end zone and just says, "What?"
And then here comes Cam Newton. Going 11 of 18 next week with two picks and a fumble.
Strolling in with his fur coat and his freaking Russian headpiece, and he's trying to tell you what's going on. Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, yeah, it's the NFL is fun, man.
It is the best reality show you'll find.
It absolutely is. I can't wait too. By the way, I think
in season Colts Hard Knocks.
Yeah, we're gonna get it
about that though, man, because. The preseason is one thing, but in season, there's so many things talked about, watching film, doing this. What can they literally show? Because you know there's a fact the Colts said, I get like final edits on this.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, what are we seeing? Like, are we seeing the guys go to lunch? Like, what if we had the Packers and we saw Rodgers following no protocol the whole time?
No. I wonder if they hit the panic button and all that. There's going to be a new app all of a sudden that comes out and everyone's wearing the same type of mask, right?
Yep.
You know, hey, look, here's an app. It comes out and you can put mask on people, and it's brought to you by the Indianapolis Colts. Look at that. They had an Carson app department.
Carson Wentz has to follow all the protocol. He said he's not vaxxed. He's seen him in the mask all the time, even though it's around his chin. He's got it all the time. But that means, like, I didn't know all the protocol until Rodgers explained it. You know, working out by yourself on the side in a mask. You know, you can't go to dinner. You have to get tested. All this stuff, and I'm like, oh, this will be interesting to watch on TV.
Yeah, I mean, You know, now that we know the protocol too, does that make you more or less concerned for a suspension for Aaron Rodgers? Like,
I'm not concerned about it. They're not suspending him, because if you suspend him, there could be so many like class action type lawsuits involved.
Well, they
in
said this. They said it's only fines for the first time, but if he screws up again, he's going to get fined. And Aaron Rodgers is, you know, look, he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but he is 100% smartest guy in the room. I know better than
him. Oh, yeah. Right? Well, he flat out said another part of the weird rules that they have is once you catch COVID, now you don't have to do the testing or anything for 90 days. So he said, does that mean I'm counted as a vaxxed person too? So I don't have to walk around and do all the other stuff. If I don't get tested, does that mean I don't have to do the other stuff? I don't think so. But he didn't know at the time, so I'm really curious about that too.
Yeah, he's immunized now. Now he actually is immunized, right? Yeah. So
he really is. He's got the full immunization.
Right. The actual the real,
best one can buy. One.
Right. Yeah, the best one money can't buy. So
yes, true.
But it is free. So
yes. Only in Squid Game could money buy this one.
Oh, good lord! Have you watched that?
I just finished it the other day.
Oh, it's good, man.
I love it. Not happy with the ending.
No,
but I love it.
Okay.
Well, I knew what the second happened in Twitter, because Twitter knows everything, has clarified for me. I said they had to have shot two endings because
if they
weren't going to have a season two, because the guy came out and said he wasn't planning on a season two. So I guarantee you the ending was he finished his walk, basically.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to give it all away, but he finished his walk.
Right. Sure. So, yeah, the ending, it was one of those where I was like, I don't know if I like this. You know,
no, I wasn't happy with it. I have so many more questions.
Well,
so,
hopefully we get them answered. So,
well, I'm concerned on where it's going to go, because the writer, director, producer guy, whatever, he's already saying he's already planning the season two, and it's more about.
But Netflix hasn't hit him up yet about it.
No, they did. They agreed to it.
Oh, have they really? Okay. Oh, yeah.
It was at a Netflix thing where he was getting interviewed.
I also read that he did not get a bonus for it.
No, that's what Netflix is like HBO. Season one of anything, no one gets paid.
Yeah,
it's everybody after. So I told my wife, I said, so the all the contestants that died and made the show great that can't come back for season two.
Oh, the guy can start going crazy and they can come back. You know,
what I'm saying? Like, he's going to have flashbacks.
Memories.
Give him a couple like segments and go, hey, you're getting paid real quick. Let's take care of everybody. Here.
Right. Exactly. But all right. Well, let's head into this weekend for the NFL and all this good stuff. We're actually recording this a little bit early. Usually we give you a Thursday night football recap, but we're recording this before the Thursday night game this week. So let's just roll into Tampa Bay and Washington. Like I said, and I always say in the segment, if you want to hear Bubba and I make picks, you can listen to the Lion Star Show. We put that out on Thursday morning, so you can go back and check that out if you want. And we also have a Showdown Show, which is too late for that now, but just so you know in the future, and a DFS show. So check those out if you would. So we're not going to make picks here. Welsh and I already made picks, but Tampa Bay and at Washington. What do you want to see there, Bub?
Both teams coming off the bye. Can Washington kind of take a step forward, maybe on defense per se? That'd be great to see. Maybe get McLaurin back involved. Maybe a week off for Gibson could be a good thing. Lots of questions there, but in the end, it's going to be Tom Brady getting Gronk back. No Brown, likely no Godwin. We'll know more about that by the
Gronk didn't practice probably. Again today.
Okay, so he
may not
too.
Come back. Yeah.
So limited weapons doesn't matter to me, because that defense is atrocious in Washington. Right. So this is just, I want to see Tom Brady like another 4+ touchdown game and surmount his MVP odds that are still not right if you go to any sports book out there.
Yeah, AB didn't practice. Godwin didn't practice. So this could be.
Oh, AB. Told me something off the air.
There's a whole AB thing. So,
but the other thing I heard is he's in such like a boot still that one of the that Dr. Jesse Morse medical guy, he was saying people that wear boots like that are usually like high ankle sprains or a fractured fibula.
Oh, that does not sound good.
So he's either hiding something or he's really hurt.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows, dude? There's something weird going on with him. So
it's AB. It's always something weird.
It's always something weird. You know what I mean? Like by the way, I've started hanging stuff up in my office, and I've got a Juju Smith-Schuster jersey to hang up. And I have a picture of him that I got with this. It's a great gift from a listener for Christmas a couple years back. But I've got, I'm going to buy a brand new one of Juju laying out Vontaze Burfict.
That would be outstanding.
Yeah. I think I have to do that, right? Like, because I still blame Vontaze for screwing up AB. I think he scrambled his brain with that hit.
Very possible, because He was destroyed on that play.
And you've heard, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've heard, but I know a lot of people, a lot of Steelers fans. Aditi Kinkabala covers the Steelers for NFL Network. She has for years, right? And she said Antonio Brown turned into a completely different person the year following that hit, right? Like he just became a different person. His attitude changed, all this stuff. Could have been just cockiness and arrogance, but it also, I mean, I think a lot of it had to do with, mild CTE or possibly bigger, not mild CTE. We'll see. But we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go over the rest of this Sunday schedule. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
Your heart's racing. The clock's running out. It all comes down to this. We're talking pregame. 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 Get locked in with Game Time Decisions. Your hosts, Gabe Morenci and Cam Stewart, will get you ready for game time. Everything you need to know before a game goes off the board, with the best lips to back it up. Make your best bet with live odds updates, late breaking news, up-to-the-minute injury reports, and real-time analytics from inside the sportsbooks. All the odds, all the action, from sports wagering insiders and industry pros like Donnie Wrightside, Gamblu, Cousin Sal, the Pro Football Doc, Dr. David Chow, and more. Get the winning edge every weekday afternoon from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific. It's Game Time Decisions. Only on Sports Grid.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Your host, Scott Bogman here at Bogman Sports, followed by Casey Bubba at BDentric. Bubba, we talked about Tampa Bay, Washington a little bit here. I mean, I want to see if all these guys are out. I want to see Tyler Johnson take a step up. That would be fun to see. OJ Howard take a step up. Cameron Brate. I think it doesn't really matter. Somebody's going to be catching the ball here and putting up a bunch of points for these guys because Washington's defense is terrible. Also interested to see what is happening with Jarrett Patterson, Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissick, because we think game script is going to lend towards McKissick, right? Because They should be losing and playing catch up and all that stuff. But the last time we saw them, they each got 11 touches. So it was 11 touches for Patterson, for Gibson and McKissick. So I'm interested to see what's going on there. Detroit on the road against my Pittsburgh Steelers, Bub. What do you want to see in this game?
I like to see Detroit off a bye, keep it competitive. I know I took them to cover. Like you said, you can listen to all our picks on the pre-snap show, but I like this team. They keep their we called them pesky. They're a pesky team, and they do enough just to keep it interesting. So I'm curious to see if they can keep it close, keep it interesting, And because the Steelers just don't pull away. So that's what I want to see. And then with no Claypool, it could be Deontay, like, just bonanza.
Deontay season, for sure.
Yes.
I mean, I, you know, listening, I think it's a little hyperbolic listening to one of my Steelers podcasts, but they're like, look, if Ray-Ray McCloud fumbles another punt, he's gone. And he's been playing over James Washington, which I don't understand. Like, Ray-Ray is a good special teamer. He's not a good wide receiver. So he's okay. You know, I mean, he's in the NFL, so he's one of the best in the world. But compared to other NFL players, I would say he is well below average as far as being a wide receiver goes. So I want to see I just want to see the Steelers defensive line dominate up front. I want to see TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith and Cam Hayward just go ham on this line. That's what I want to see. No run. You don't get to run. Jared Goff is wearing the turf in Pittsburgh most of this game. That is what I want to see here. So we'll see if any of that comes to fruition. I'd love to see Najee. Najee crept up on the injury report on Thursday.
I think we're going to see that the rest of the year for a lot of these teams, though. Like, absolutely. it's going to be so many of those, like, oh, these are just rest days, guys. Like, these are totally rest days.
Longer season. Yeah. And yep. Najee's a rookie, too. So, yeah. You know, rookie walls.
And, it's not like he's getting slow. It's not like he's just getting like 10 touches a game. He's getting the workhorse. Yeah, he's getting the workhorse. So it's like, kid, we know you know the offense now. We can trust you. If you don't need to practice till like we'll walk through on Saturday, we're good.
The problem is, you know, it's the same reason why Christian McCaffrey gets a million touches. It's because the guys behind him. I mean, you watch it when Benny Snell comes in the game, and I'm just like, what is happening? Why is this dude in the game? He is Benny Snell is your old style 3 yards in a cloud of dust, right? And that stuff might work for Kentucky, but it ain't going to work for Pittsburgh.
That's why it'll be interesting to see what Carolina does, because Chuba has said he's basically proven he can do it. So,
dude, they went to Amir Abdullah more
last week with Christian
McCaffrey back. So bizarre. I don't know what is happening there. Carolina is wacky. Like week 9 was wacky. Carolina's weird.
Well, then Cam's the perfect addition.
He absolutely is. Let's stay in the early games here. New Orleans on the road against Tennessee here. I think Tennessee's overrated, but I don't think the Saints are the ones to pull off the upset here.
See, this is one of the ones where this is one of the teams. Boggs and I agree on a lot of things, but I am a big believer in what Tennessee's doing. I believe them since day one because what they've done in recent years. And I'm looking forward to them proving it, because like, I do agree New Orleans is not the team to slow them down. Then again, we said that against the Jags last week and the Bills. So anything can happen, but I want to see the Titans just continue to truck it and AJ Brown go nuts this week.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see AJ Brown get more involved. I want to see if Peterson looks better. That's really what I want to see in this game, because he looked old and slow as S in the Sunday night game. It was his first game back, right? But I mean, the dude is in shape. It's not like he's coming in fat or anything. He's Adrian Peterson. He's, you know, built like a Greek god. So, he did not have anything. No boosters at all for him. On the Saints side, I'd like to see Simeon or Hill or whoever. I think it's going to be Simeon again. Just take the reins here and pull away, because we saw Taysom Hill came in for a drive last week. I don't like that. I don't like it in college when you switch off quarterbacks. So never. I do not think that is a stupid thing that you can
just
do.
It just keeps adding on to, why did they pay him again?
Right. Yeah.
I don't get it at all.
Glorified special teamer at this point. So and I like Taysom. Taysom is a tough dude. He had so many injuries at BYU. So to see him having success in the NFL is good, but I mean, if you pay him that money, why is he not your backup? But you know, Atlanta at Dallas, Bub. What do you want to see here?
Big fan of this. I want to see a lot of points. I want to see Dallas get back on track with Dak and Cooper and Lamb and company. But I also want to see Pitts get used. We saw him in London get used. His ADOT's been increasing every week, but it's not the results aren't there. He's going to bust out eventually, and this Dallas defense can allow it. So I want to see Ridley go nuts, Patterson do his thing, and then Dallas get back on track.
Do you think this is something, it could be something for Atlanta where they go, all right, look, we saw Mike Davis completely gassed out at the end of last year. So why don't we slow roll him into this year? We'll use Cordarrelle Patterson a little bit more and all that stuff. And then Patterson just became so much better than anyone expected him to be, that now maybe they'll start using Mike Davis more in the second half. Or you think, Mike Davis kind of gassed.
Definitely possible. Cause Davis is too good for the lack of use he's getting. I get if you don't want to make him the bell cow, but to make him like a third down back is kind of hilarious. So, and they need players. They're running out of options. So yeah, I could definitely see something like that happening. Also with the Pitts thing, stop playing him out wide, put him in the slot.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you play him anywhere. I don't care. You know, it doesn't make any difference to me. Just throw him the ball. So he's becoming more confident. Cleveland at New England. What do you want to see there?
Cleveland at New England. That the game finishes on time.
A different channel. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't have a whole lot for this game. It's a bad game.
It's a bad game, but
it's two decent teams that might make the playoffs, but it's a very boring football game.
Does anything in you want to see Mac Jones just get drilled by Garrett, like just get smashed by him? Because that
would be fun. Brian like we Burns talked about thing. On the pre-snap show, that part would be very fun. Yes.
I mean, I don't want to see Mac Jones get hurt or anything, but I do like, I don't know if it was a dirty play, but you know, some defensive end's going to make him pay for it. And because Carolina ain't going to play him again this year, I think it definitely could be Myles Garrett. So
yeah. And Garrett, he likes to take those bounties. So that'll work.
Right. Yeah, we know. He'll swing some stuff around, if you know what I'm saying. I want to see Nick Chubb get healthy and play. That's what I want
to
see.
Would be nice.
Buffalo at the New York Jets. I mean, I can answer this for you, Bob. We want to see Magic Mike continue his dominance and play some good quarterback and maybe even take this job away from Zach Wilson. And I love Zach Wilson, but you know, he clearly was not ready. So
no, he was not ready. If Magic Mike wins this game, I'll buy a Magic Mike jersey and wear it on the show.
Ooh, I like it.
I will do it because this is the Bills, and I expect the Bills to come back and remind people why they're the Bills after last week's embarrassment. Like, I would hate to be at practice this week. When I played baseball, when you lost a game you should not have lost, those were the worst practices in the world after that. Those were just torture. I can only imagine a professional football team. So I think the Bills dominate this game. I think the Jets, because Magic Mike can do it. Like, so it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. And Zach Wilson was out on Thursday saying he's rooting for Mike. He's his best friend. He's like his roommate. And he's hoping for the best for him, and I'll be ready whenever they need me again.
Right. Yeah. And that's the perfect thing to say. And that's what you expect, you know, clean cut, you know, looks like he's
high school
years
kid.
Old. Zach Wilson.
Taking his SATs next week.
Right. Yeah. He's got his PSATs next week.
Oh, but, sorry. Yes.
Not the real thing yet, but
not quite there yet.
Yeah. I want to see Buffalo bounce back. Obviously. Yeah. I want to see this offense get better. I want to see Cole Beasley and Manny Sanders and Stephon Diggs go crazy. I love Zach Moss to clear concussion protocol and, get back out there, but if not, let's see Devin Singletary rock here. They got to get some better run blocking.
Yeah, on Thursday, Moss practiced in a non-contact jersey. So he's still in protocol, but he's out there. So I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, it means that he's not like having to black out all of his windows.
Yeah, he doesn't have headaches and stuff still. Like he's just a couple little things left.
Right. Jacksonville at the Colts. I mean, I want to see Carson Wentz continue to do what he's doing. Jonathan Taylor to continue what he's doing. I would love to see Trevor Lawrence get better. I just don't think this is a game to do it.
No, I'm all about the Colts just completely curb stomping Urban Meyer. Pretty much every week you can guarantee I'm going to say whoever's facing Urban Meyer, I want them to beat him down into submission because I hated him when he's at Ohio State, Wisconsin fan here, but I just hate his schmugness, the way he treats this professional football league job. It's embarrassing. So, yeah, give me a beat down with the Colts. Flip side, James Robinson is back at practice. So I would like to see him continue to do
yes, things. please. Minnesota at the LA Chargers. I mean, I just want to see run on both sides.
Yeah, game of the week here. Lots of points, lots and lots of points. That's what I want to see. Lots of points, and hopefully not a lot of dumb storylines talked about by people that don't know what they're supposed to be talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to see that too. Let's see Austin Ekeler go crazy. Devin Cook go crazy. I'm excited about that game. Carolina at Arizona. Look, nobody else wants it. Neither Hopkins or Kyler Murray were back at practice. We want more. Colt McCoy. Let's go.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. Give me some Colt. I picked him to cover this spread with Colt. Like, I believe in what he can do. He's a good backup quarterback. They still have plenty of weapons there with Rondell Moore and Kirk. You got Connor and Eno Benjamin. You know, this is a great way to rest your guys that need to rest. You got guys that are quality enough to beat a bad football team. I want to see the Cardinals continue to do their thing.
Yeah, I mean, they've been good. I would like to see P.J. Walker go out and sling for 400 yards. Like
it would be hilarious.
Too. That'd be great. Hilarious. Philly at Denver. What do you want in that one?
I'd like to see Teddy B and company continue to get things to carry over their game from against Dallas. And I think you said Tennessee's a fraud. I know Tennessee's got a winning record, unlike Philadelphia, but Philadelphia is the biggest fraud on the
planet. I don't know that they're a fraud, Tennessee, but they're definitely overrated. 100%. Okay.
Philadelphia is a fraud. Like, they are not a good football team at all. So I want Denver to exploit them on the road.
Yeah, like one of the easiest schedules. I want to see Denver step up and play good on defense again 2 weeks in a row. So
nice.
That's what I want to see. And I want to see Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams continue to lead this team, and Cortland Sutton over 12 points. I guaranteed it on Lion Star. So we're going to see it here for sure. It's going to get in the end zone at least once. Seattle at Green Bay, Bub. What do you want there?
Everyone knows what I want.
Quarterback's coming back.
Everyone knows. You got Wilson. You got Rodgers. You got
– who do you like more between Wilson or Rodgers? Okay. All right. Well,
give me Rodgers because I love Wilson. I went there when they played – when he faced Nebraska. I saw him in the Rose Bowl. He's only there for 1 year. He transferred in. So he was still awesome. Best quarterback they probably ever had. But I'm going with Rodgers. I expect – the biggest FU game on the planet.
Yeah. I think
literally have some literally drugs, LaFleur sure. shouldn't even bring a playbook up.
Yeah, he's, just run wherever you want.
Aaron. Yes, this is your game. I'll be back next week.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, underrated story in this game. If Chris Carson comes back, I want to see what he looks like. So yeah, the neck thing
take
earlier.
It easy with him though. God.
Well, for sure, it's a neck thing. But I mean, if he's been cleared, he's been activated from IR. So. You know, if he's good enough for that, I think he's good enough to play. So we'll see. Sunday night football, Kansas City Chiefs at the Las Vegas Raiders. What do you think of this one?
I love to see the Chiefs finally look like the Chiefs again, but I believe the Raiders win this game. Like there's so many issues with the Raiders, but they're still a very good football team. Carr's been keeping things together. You got Waller and company. So I still think the Raiders get it done on a primetime game in Vegas. I think it's a big game for them and a big, big statement will be made.
Yeah, I'm all about it too. Raiders, I think, win this game. And I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm going to pick against the Chiefs until they show us that they can be the show-stopping offense that we've seen before. Maybe it'll come this week. I hope it does, right? I've got Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in so many leagues that I need them to get back on track. So I want to see it, but I'm not going to believe it again until I see it. So we got to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about the Monday night game, the Rams at the Niners. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
Sports professor Rick Haro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your Sports News Minute. Well, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Orlando, the National Speech and Debate Championship, inspired by the Marcus Foundation and implemented by the Florida Department of Education and the Commissioner of Education, Richard Corcoran, the team put together an incredible event and sports emerging for the first time as part of this. I'm lucky enough to be involved in putting a committee together of teams and leagues to talk about how sports is very important in debate. After all, we hug it out after a game, even if we violently disagree among teams, and debate itself increases SATs about 70 points and grade point averages about half a point. Debate makes sports cooler and more diverse, and it works the other way around as well. 160,000 debaters around the country in high school, more in sports. Good things ahead.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Just like the spelling bee, it is clearly sports. Sports Professor Rick Haro, Sports News Minute.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listening to...
In this league.
In the dark.
Welcome back, everybody, in this league on the Sports Grid. You guys hear what you guys hear Endless Love. You know what that means. It's the end of the 3-hour tour. We're missing one game in our breakdown of what we want to see happening. And it is the Monday night game, Rams at the Niners, Bub. The Rams are 4-point favorites. Got embarrassed by Tennessee last week. Niners have not been looking good. What do you want to see here?
Realistically, I want to see a Rams bounce back in a big, big way. Scary part is Beckham and the Rams say Beckham's going to play on Monday. So that can throw a whole wrench in the system right out the gate. But I'd like to see the Rams bounce back because you want to talk overrated. Jimmy Garoppolo is overrated. And I'm sick. Every time he does something good, it prolongs the inevitable. And I just finish it.
Is this Welsh or Bubba that I'm talking to here? I mean, because Welsh has had enough of Jimmy G as well.
Oh, he's horrible. He's so bad.
Yeah, he's definitely overrated. He's a
game manager.
You know what he is? He's Andy Dalton, right? He's Andy Dalton with more turnovers, I would say. Like he's
a prettier Andy Dalton. He's got a soul.
A prettier Andy Dalton. I get it. So, but Andy Dalton to me was like, this is the bottom of what you want as a everyday starter, right?
He's going to be a great backup for the next 15 years.
Right. Look, he might be in Pittsburgh next year. And I would not be surprised. If Ben goes, I would not be surprised.
It would work there because the only reason it works in the Niners is the short passing game, which Ben does so well too. So Deontay's still going to catch a million
short
passes.
Passing game. I hate it. So
it's the worst, but that's
uncork that MF-er. That's what I say. Throw the ball.
How
down
often
the field.
Do I say this about Tua and the Dolphins? Let it go.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Let it fly, go. Man. Yeah. Take some shots, but Ben is tired of getting hit. And it's understandable at his age, but if you're tired of getting hit, you probably should be.
Well, that's why Tua's getting hit when we saw that they're getting pressured like almost twice as much as the second most pressured team in football.
Well, that's more Miami not wanting Tua to get hit because they don't want him to get hurt again. So, which I also understand, but I mean, football is football. You got to take certain risk. I want to see Henderson get right. I want to see how healthy Eli Mitchell is. I think he's going to be okay. And I want to see more healthy Deebo Samuel. And let's continue George Kittle getting back up to one of the best tight ends in the league because he's a character. He's fun to watch and all that stuff, but that is what I want to see in that game. But that's going to wrap it up for us. Please check out the Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, in this league.com. We'll take you there. Follow us on Twitter at Bogdan Sports, at BD Entrick, at Is It the Welsh, and good luck. And we will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code BALANCE at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code BALANCE. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.